In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday we spoke about faith. We want the faith of God, the faith of Jesus. Our faith tells us that someone, his name is Jesus, went to the cross for you and for me. He bled for you and for me so that our sins would be forgiven. The only thing we need to do is to repent of our sins and ask the Lord to save us and to be our Lord and our Savior. Faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How we need to be readers of the Word of God, keepers of the Word of God, lovers of the Word of God. We need faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. And what did I say yesterday? It only takes a mustard seed of faith. And if we planted it, water it with the Word of God, with the sacraments, and just know it's going to grow. It's going to grow. I remember the day that I went into the chapel at Holy Redeemer. I wasn't a priest. I was having a very hard day. And I said to the Lord, "You said, if you have the faith of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou moved." I said, "I want the mustard seed of faith, and I'm going to plant it now in faith, and I'll never ask you for it again. I will water it with the Word of God. I will water it with the Eucharist." Oh, yes. Never again have I asked the Lord for mustard seed of faith, because it's been growing. It's been growing. It's been growing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We look at Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Do you know that thanks and praise are weapons that we use? It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your hesed love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Do you know when they went into battle, when Israel went into battle, you know who would be first? The singers and the instruments. You want to know why? Because the battle is the Lord's. What you are fighting right now is not your battle. The battle is the Lord's. You have to surrender it to him. You have to ask him to take over and start singing, start praising God, start loving God, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. What work is he talking about? He opened the Red Sea. He fed them with manna from the desert. What work has the Lord done for you? He give you health. Thanks be to God. He loves you. He's taken his blood and smeared it all over you for the forgiveness of your sins. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. The dullard cannot know, the stupid cannot understand this, though the wicked sprout like grass, and the evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. This is what happens to the evildoers, doomed to destruction forever. But they have a chance to give their life to Jesus. They still have a chance to go to the cross and say, Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. Cover me with your blood. Be my Lord and my Savior. Oh, yes, even the wicked have a chance. We remember St. Augustine. He had a child out of marriage. And one day he opened the book of the scriptures because the Lord said, open the book. And Augustine was changed with that scripture passage, I believe from Romans 13. Put on the armor of light, take off the armor of darkness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For your enemies, O Lord, for your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, he has poured over you fresh oil, the Holy Spirit. John said, I preach a preaching of repentance from sin, but one that comes after me is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, we need the oil of God. We need the oil of God to be poured over our heads. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard their doom. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. What do you mean, righteous? Those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have suffered and given their whole life to Jesus, including their suffering. Oh, yes, those who have gone to the cross and accepted forgiveness. Those who go to confession and accept forgiveness. Oh, yes, I told you yesterday, someone came up to me and said, I went to confession. It was so good. He experienced new birth through the sacrament of confession. Don't listen to people when they talk about the sacraments, that they're not good. Don't listen to people. Jesus gave us the sacraments. Don't listen to people. They are too narrow. They stop with the new birth rather than start with the new birth and go on in the name of Jesus. I believe in the new birth. I believe in becoming a new creation in Christ. It happened to me at baptism, but as an adult, it happened to me on the last Sunday in August 1968. I became a new creation. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. God came into my life because I gave him my life. What do you give God? Give him your life. He wants your life. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They shall flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they will produce fruit. Hallelujah. I take that scripture. In old age, I am producing fruit. That means touching people. Are you touched by our broadcasts? Thanks be to God. This broadcast belongs to the Lord Jesus. It is not mine. He gave it to me in 1984. I continue to preach the best way that I know, asking God to bless you, and in your old age you will produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no uprightness but in him. He is our rock. Jesus is our rock. And there is no righteousness unless it comes from the blood unless it comes from the cross, unless it comes from the resurrection. I look at Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make joyful noise to the rock who saved. Hallelujah! Joyful noise. Thank you, Lord! Joyful noise. The scripture calls it the shout. Shout to the Lord with all your might. You shout for the football games. You shout for the basketball games. Shout for the Lord with all your might. He understands that you love him. Let's continue. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for the people around me. Thank you for Jessica. Thank you for Father Matt. Thank you for Anthony. Thank you for all the people around me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Sandra. Thank you, Jesus. Let us make a joyful noise to the Lord with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, in the heights of the mountains are his also. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Genuflect before the Eucharist. Oh yes, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. How we need to bow down, knowing that we are not God, that he is God. You know, when you go to the Church of the Nativity, the only way in there is to bow down, because the door is not big. So you've got to get in there by bowing down the way that Jesus bowed down and became man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. You're a sheep of his pasture. He called you by name. He called you by name. Do you know that? That he called you by name. He is our God, and we are his people, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden not your hearts as at Meribah on the day of Massa in the wilderness, when our ancestors tested me. Don't harden your hearts. You say, I don't need a savior. I can save myself. Yeah, you'll save yourself in hell. We are needed a savior. Jesus has come as our savior and our Lord. Jesus has come. 40 years I endured that generation. Oh God, don't say that about me. 40 years I endured that generation. They are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Let's continue to Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a new song. I never heard it before. I never sang it before. But the Bible says, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. What has he done? He saved us in his blood. He forgave our sins. He does miracles. Oh, yes, I was praying with a woman who told me that her leg was one shorter than the other. And you know what? I had someone test their legs. And as we prayed, before we prayed, they were equal size. God knows how to do things. We just need to be where Jesus is. God knows how to do things. The Lord has made known his victory, the victory of the cross. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I serve Satan. Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Come on. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. He has remembered his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Yes, he has remembered his steadfast love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel and to the church and to you and to me. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Hallelujah! Glory! Why don't we do what the Bible tells us to do? Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Are you getting it today? He wants a joyful noise. You're in the car. Start praising him. Hallelujah! I praise you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you, I honor you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those that live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming. You bet he's coming. He is coming again as the judge of the living and the dead. He is coming. On the clouds, with the angels, he is coming. He is coming. He is coming. You know, it's only 2 days that he left. What do you mean, 2 days? In the Bible, 1 day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as 1 day. So we have 2,000 years, we have 2 days. Even I know that. I taught math to grade 6. So he left 2 days ago. He's coming back. He's coming back. Psalm 100 starts again. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you lead people to listen to this broadcast. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have plans for us. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Oh, yes. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. With singing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all here within me bless his holy name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for my health. Thank you, Lord, for my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for my ears. Thank you, Lord, that I can touch people and pray with people with my hands. Thank you, Lord. I once had a man in front of me, and I was praying for him, and the Lord says, pray over his hands. He's got healing hands. I didn't know the man at all. I never met him in my life. So I prayed over his hands. I said, "The Lord says, you have healing hands." He says, "I'm a chiropractor." That's something. That's something. He remembers it to this day. "I'm a chiropractor. I tell you, he has holy hands. Give thanks to him. Bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His hesed love endures forever, forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Do you know today that the love of God endures forever? That hesed love that cannot be translated, it must be experienced. Or we try to translate it. Loving kindness, steadfast love, mercy of God. All those things can't translate the hesed love that Jesus showed to us on the cross. Do you know that today? Father, you talk about the cross awful lot. Yes, Paul said to the Corinthian community, "I decided to know nothing among you but the cross of Jesus Christ," and of course his resurrection. We come to salvation as we stand under the cross, asking forgiveness, letting the blood of Jesus come over our sins, asking Jesus to be our Lord and our Savior. What have you learned today? God loves a shout. God loves us to shout. We shout for the basketball people. We shout for the football. Let's shout for the Lord. He's worthy of our shout. It's called the joyful shout. What else have we learned today? He loves our praises. Praise is a weapon against the enemy. If you're being bothered today, start praising him. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Haleshia makariyatha. Ida makandaradea thidiyaba. Ishukoria mandaravasia. Ikosa mahariyaka. Isama. Isama. Isama karya. Isa. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy of all our praise. You are worthy of all our praise. You are the God who works wonders. You are the God who works wonders. You are the God. You are the God who works wonders. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing praises to his holy name. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.